3:47?
3:47. One, two, ready, play. So we start off with the very dramatic, typical stuff in the next bar, we put a quickie bar, so then we take off, and the 112 creates a brighter ending for the tune. So we're gonna take, take us to 39, which is second and third soprano, and we're gonna go 39 to... 39, 40, watch yourself. Pick up to 39, soprano 2 and 3.
4 and 2?
Yes, be 4 and 2, and then we go all the way up to 41, and just sustain the first note, 42.
Do I have a 42 second?
I'm gonna put the 112 tempo, so try to create some muscle memory with this. Okay, we take sopranos first. 4 and 2, 4 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Yep, 3, 4, let's go to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Hello. Good, on to 39. 1, 2, 3, go. You don't mind moving here, come on, 1, 2, we're working out here.
Okay.
Take grace. Get back to the way down. 1, 2, 3, ready, go. Adding sopranos. I need 4 and 2, 4 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Yeah, sustain that first note of 42, so you can hear the tone change, okay? Don't look back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. You don't want us coming in. So play the rest. 39, 41. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, go. 2, 3, 4. Sustain the first note, 1, 2, 1, 42, I like that, okay. 2, 3, 4, rest, 2, 3, 4. Okay, on. minor in the soprano choir. And it was either the A, it was probably the A, but it's probably the B soprano. It's just forte, but like, if no one else is playing forte, I guess I'm playing too loud. And I would think we're on our fourth or fifth time taking this, and we're kind of sick in that we're playing, one of us is playing too loud, and this tone quality is like, you give up too often, and you make some notes less important than others. They wouldn't be on the paper unless they're all important. We just take it out of it. You can't make a note horrific when you compare it to the rest of the phrase, or the rest of the section that we're taking. Let me hear just sopranos, that same kind of setting, 39 to 41. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. The ensemble has to sound like this. You get the sopranos, and we're all in G, so the monophones are kind of the same. Then we get down to the low brass, baritone, euphonium, contralts. That's the pyramid of sound. And that top part is going to always stick out because of the frequency. And I've said this before, you don't hear carillons, or also not going, whoa, 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 whoa. Play, whoa, 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 whoa. That's the high. That's what people are going to hear. So they have the toughest part because they have to balance themselves. And there are times where trumpet sections or soprano sections hang them out to dry because they're not providing enough support underneath. Amen. Soft, less soft, soft, a little bit loud, a little bit loud, a little bit loud, loud. I might sound like I'm kidding when I say they're weapons, but they are weapons. How many violins does a normal symphony orchestra have versus how many trumpets do they have? Yeah, you play. You, and don't play. Okay. Understand what it does sound really nice. If, when, especially a new part, when you start teaching something new, and you say to yourself, all right, get diminishing returns if I spend any more than, you know, 15 or 20 minutes on it, because they're not going to be able to play it tonight. Unless they go home and really work on it, it's not going to get any better. And then when you work this, it keeps getting better. So, you know, why stop? You haven't shown me you can't do it. Showing you that you can do it.